Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we haven't really been talking much about vaping recently. Did you notice before COVID, it was always about vaping. We have a vaping epidemic. After the tobacco epidemic, we have a vaping epidemic. And people are vaping, and teenagers are vaping, and kids are vaping. And vaping's bad. And then COVID hit. Nobody really talked about vaping that much. Kind of got quiet. I knew vaping was going on because I saw people do it in public. They also had their marijuana somehow in there. And when I go for my walks with the dog, you see vape pens, just cartridges out there on the sidewalk. Why would people litter? Well, if they're kids and they don't want their parents to know they vaped, they will chuck it outside the door before they get home. Well, apparently these vape pens and electronic cigarettes are not very environmentally friendly. And there was an article that I found kind of fascinating from the AP News saying communities cannot recycle or trash disposable e-cigs. So what happens to them? These are small battery-powered devices. They're considered hazardous waste. And now that we have millions of people, including kids, using them, it does create an environmental dilemma. The devices have nicotine, other heavy metals, chemicals, and lithium. You can't reuse it. You can't recycle. Under federal environmental law, you can't throw them in the trash. So where do they go? According to AP News, U.S. teens and adults are buying 12 million disposable vapes a month. Little federal guidance, local officials are finding their own ways to dispose of these e-cigs that are collected from schools, colleges, vape shops, and other sites. And keep in mind, I don't really see a lot of garbages saying, please put your vape pen here. And if you have a kid that isn't supposed to be vaping in school, they're not going to gladly walk over to the receptacle. They're going to throw it away in their lunch bag where nobody sees. Yogi Hale Hendlin, a health and environmental researcher at UC San Francisco, said we are in a really weird regulatory place where there is no legal place to put these, and yet we know every year tens of millions of disposables are thrown in the trash. In late August, sanitation workers in Monroe County, New York, I guess packed more than 5,500 brightly colored e-cigs into 55-gallon steel drums for transport. They took them out of state to an industrial waste incinerator in northern Arkansas where they could be melted down. Well, that's nice that they were able to find a place, but to take vapes across the country and drive them to another state, that's not environmentally friendly either. But the problem is that these city officials want to keep these devices out of the sewer, out of the waterways, out of the landfills. Lithium batteries can catch fire, like we're noticing with some electric vehicles. And the sewers, people are like, how are they getting to the sewers? Are they kids flushing these down the toilet? You know, in my neighborhood, the sidewalk that leads to the sewer is like a big open, there's like a big open hole along the gutter. And so you wanted to hide something, you could hide something. I really worry about ever losing my phone and it dropping out of my pocket and then rolling into one of these because they're like there. I also want to make sure nobody's small pet goes into there, but they're these big open areas. I'm sure of it that kids are throwing their vape pens into the area where the sewer is. So they're a fire risk. They could be an environmental contaminant if not managed properly. But disposing of these is expensive. In fact, in New York City, officials have found it cost 85 cents each to dispose. 85 cents per vape. So there have been standards that e-cigs be reusable, forcing manufacturers to fund collection and recycling programs. New York, California, and several other states have so-called extended product responsibility laws for computers and other electronics, but those laws don't cover vaping products, and there are no comparable federal requirements for any industry. And the EPA rules for hazardous waste don't apply to households, so it's legal for someone to throw e-cigs in the garbage at home. Most businesses, schools, and government officials have to have a plan and a location for to handle harmful chemicals like nicotine. By the way, nicotine is considered a hazardous waste according to the EPA. But at home, yeah, people are throwing this stuff away. So Monroe County schools pay $60 to dispose of each 1 gallon container of vapes. And that's the other thing, too. Hazardous waste is expensive. So doctor's offices, you know, I've experienced with hazardous waste because when you're a physician and you're doing biopsies or somebody has a bloody nose, all that has to go into a hazardous waste container. And hazardous waste pickup and disposal in containers are a lot more expensive than regular garbage. But you do it because that's what you should do. I've always found it odd that somebody could have a period or a bloody nose at a stadium and that Kleenex goes or tampon goes into the regular system. Yet in medicine, if there's a bloody nose, it has to go into biohazard. You know, I don't mind it, but that, you know, what it means is we're not getting rid of all biohazards equally and properly. So, you know, it's interesting. I knew these e-cigs weren't that very environmentally friendly, but we're using lithium batteries a lot these days. And people say, look, these electric vehicles, how environmentally friendly are they if they're, again, lithium batteries? 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we still don't have a Speaker of the House yet, an official one. From what I understand, Jim Jordan has suspended his try for a third vote. And if you remember, he didn't want it originally. When there was all this debate on McCarthy spearheading the Congress, and people said, Jim Jordan, he's like, I don't want it. Just, you know, again, support McCarthy. I'm fine with it. But he was asked to step up. He does. And he's not getting the votes. So we're being told now by CNN that House Republicans are debating the constitutionality of empowering the interim speaker. So Speaker Patrick McHenry McHenry is right now in charge. Which again, you always have something in place where if there is something that happens to the Speaker of the House, you have a backup. And the backup is the interim Speaker, Patrick McHenry. So now, Republicans are wondering, is it constitutional to give Speaker Patrick McHenry the powers, the full powers of the Speaker? Former Representative Brian Mass said, I don't think in this moment from my analysis that constitutionality, something he can do, is take over additional powers. It might stand, but it's a dangerous precedent that is not clarified and that he's not likely going to undertake. Now, Jim Jordan does support a plan to enhance his powers as interim speaker until January. If the GOP doesn't have the support and doesn't have the ability to choose a speaker, somebody has to run Congress. They say empowering McHenry would expand his ability beyond just administering a speaker vote to actually move legislation through the chamber. I don't really know much about the specifics, nor does CNN, because I don't think this has been done. Usually Congress figures out a new speaker right away. And also, usually Congress doesn't oust their speaker. Again, some people might support what happened to McCarthy, some people not. I think a lot of us were a little bit in shock because it's not like he committed a crime or got sick or was unethical. It's people didn't like his job, the job he was doing. And that's, if that's how Congress is designed, where if you don't like the job somebody's doing, you could, vote them out. But now it's setting a precedence where at any time, then we could just, are we going to go through a speaker a week? Now, this was kind of historic what happened with McCarthy. And so one concern that people have is if, let's say, Jim Jordan or Steve Scalise or anybody else or Hakeem Jeffries barely makes it in the next day, somebody could say, all right, we're going to vote them out. And we could have this lack of consistency and this chaos in the House. Now, I want somebody there that is, worthy, that's ethical, competent, who'll do a good job. So I trust that, in the most democratic way possible, we'll be able to figure that out. But it sounds like nobody can agree. And because Democrats are going to vote for a Democrat, Republicans are going to vote for a Republican, but the Republicans are split, we don't have somebody who is taking the majority of the votes. So it is going to be interesting to see what happens. Jim Jordan lacked the votes to become Speaker. He was off by 20 votes, and then yesterday 22. So it's going the other way. And I thought he was pretty popular. I thought a lot of people liked him. Apparently it's been getting a little ugly. We've been told by CNN that a closed-door meeting of the House GOP conference turned heated. And at one point, Florida Representative Matt Gaetz, who led the effort to oust Kevin McCarthy as Speaker, was told to sit down by McCarthy but refused. And then, I guess, there was some cussing. And, I've seen some of the House of Commons footage. If you thought our Congress was a blood sport, you haven't seen. It gets pretty vocal. I think they might be a little bit less profane and use less profanity, maybe in England. If so, I wouldn't understand because their accent is just so beautiful that if they did cuss, it would probably sound like proper English to me. And I wouldn't know the difference. But, it's not that uncommon for people to fight and politics to be ugly. That's unfortunately what politics is. But we're pretty divided right now as a country. We're going into what possibly could be World War III. This chaos in the Middle East, what's going on in, with Russia and Ukraine, what could be looming with China and North Korea. America's got to get their ducks in a row. And we have to make some very big decisions. And so seeing, this infighting, and that's a problem. And so, Biden went to Israel to show his support. He met with Israel's wartime cabinet. This was apparently in the basement of the David Kempinski Hotel in Tel Aviv. And Biden, he's... I'm glad he made it to Israel. I'm glad he's showing support for Israel. This is probably one of the highlights of his whole presidency, and I commend him for getting it together and doing what he's done in terms of, you know, verifying what exactly happened to that hospital in Gaza and you know, speaking out. But we do need leadership. And if Biden's back, and I think he's going to be speaking tonight about what's going on, I'd like to see some of this success he's had right now in terms of, you know, support for Israel extend to, guys, let's unify. We don't know what we're going into, what we're going to be getting ourselves into. In the meantime, there's been a call for Americans to get out of Lebanon. The Iran-backed group Hezbollah has exchanged fire with Israel at the border of Lebanon. There's been a lot of protests. Hezbollah emerged from the 1982 invasion of Lebanon by Israel, where Israeli forces had about half of Lebanon's territory after years of fighting and skirmishes. And then Palestinian fighters left Lebanon. And a band of Shia Islamist fighters trained by the Islamic Republic of Iran burst into Lebanon's political landscape, according to CNN. And then there were suicide bombers. They attacked the U.S. Marine barracks in Beirut, killed 300 U.S. French personnel. And then a year later, Iran-backed fighters bombed the U.S. embassy in Beirut, killing 23 people. In 1985, those militants coalesced more formally around the newly founded organization Hezbollah. And it has allegiance to Tehran. And so when people say, yeah, Iran's behind this, there's history showing that, you know, Iran has been supporting, supplying, financing these. And so, you know, Hezbollah has been evolving a relationship with Hamas. Even though they fought on opposing sides during Syria's uprising civil war, Hezbollah fought on behalf of Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad. Hamas supported the Sunni opposition. Hezbollah is Islam, Hamas Sunni. But when the Syrian war wound down, they put their differences aside, and I guess they started to form an alliance. So Hezbollah helping Hamas by fighting Israel to the north could be very, very pivotal in the Middle Eastern's dynamics and landscape, and also very, very scary. Preliminary U.S. intelligence suggests that 100 to 300 are likely dead in that Gaza hospital blast. And Pentagon officials have found evidence or have concluded that this wasn't an Israeli rocket, that it came from either Jihad or the Islamic Jihad. And it was a failed rocket. Now, still work continues to corroborate that. But the initial report said Israel was not responsible for the strike. And that was within 24 hours. And because of video and satellite footage, etc. But people don't believe it. And you see even in Israel, in America, people want Israel wiped off the face of this earth. And sadly, we're in this precarious position right now where the chaos and instability in the Middle East could bring the whole world with it. Right now, the UN is making urgent appeal for humanitarian ceasefire. We need to get hostages. They did call for immediate and unconditional release of the hostages. But after what happened with the Hamas attack, Israel cannot trust that Hamas, after their upteenth ceasefire, will not attack innocent Israelis again. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
This is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
USA News Update. A court staffer facing charges after approaching former President Trump during his New York City fraud trial. A coalition of progressive House Democrats say they'll still support Israel while also urging the Biden administration to advocate for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. That way, there could be a safe return of hostages, the delivery of humanitarian aid, and minimizing civilian casualties on both sides. More than 350 Americans in Gaza seeking assistance from the U.S. State Department for evacuation. On Wednesday, a large group of anti-Israel protesters occupied the U.S. Capitol's rotunda in Washington, D.C. Capitol Police made multiple arrests as demonstrations are not allowed in congressional buildings, as per Capitol Police regulations. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So hopefully most of you have seen the Rocky films, and I think they were brilliantly directed, produced, scripted. And one of the fascinating characters they included was Pauly, the brother-in-law of Rocky, played by Burt Young. Sadly, he died yesterday at the age of 83. He actually won an Oscar nomination for supporting actor for his performance in the 1976 original. He was also in Back to School. I think he was also in The Sopranos. He's done multiple movies. But one of his most famous performances was Polly, Adrian's brother, who was resentful, defeated, bitter, and was Rocky's friend. In fact, introduced Rocky to his future wife in the movie. And then felt sidelined later by Rocky III. Remember, he wanted to fight Rocky, and Rocky was in that, raincoat and in the underground parking, and he was able to block Paulie's punches because he was drunk, and but Paulie was a multi-dimensional character that I thought really added to those movies. And he was a real gifted actor. I think he was also a Marine. And so he was, I don't remember much about his history, but I think his mom was a high school teacher. And, his history, I don't have it right away, but if I could pull this up really quick, he had a fascinating, Paulie Panino was his name in Rocky. I didn't know his last name, I thought it was just, notice Paulie, but I believe he was, if I could kind of get this for you guys, sorry. He had a military career in the U.S. Marine Corps. And that was from 1957 to 1959. He also boxed, so he was a boxer. And then he played a lot of Italian-American characters. Signature role, of course, was Rocky. He was also a painter. And he has art that has been displayed in galleries throughout the world. He survived by his daughter and grandson. His wife, Gloria, died in 1974. He even owned a restaurant in the Bronx. And he participated in the 1984 New York City Marathon. It's fascinating because he didn't look the most athletic. But he was a boxer. He was a marathon runner. So, wow. He was also trained by Lee Strasberg at the Actors Studio. So Burt Young leaves us at the age of 83. We don't have a cause of death. May he rest in peace. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of you have read and had known that Suzanne Somers, prior to her untimely death over the weekend, was not a fan of undergoing any more chemotherapy and chose holistic over chemo, traditional cancer treatment. And so what I understand about what happened with Suzanne Somers is her cancer was found in 2000. And she did do full court press. But it kept coming back. And going through chemo, for some, is miserable. And it's so painful, so weak, so uncomfortable, that here she was, 76 years old, one day before her 77th birthday, passed away, but she did so on her own terms. And so rather than, when her cancer returned, to do again the rounds of chemo and radiation or surgery and everything else, she chose to do more holistic methods and wanted a more holistic approach with bioidentical hormones. And I'm not exactly sure what type of breast cancer she had, if she was on hormone blockers. I'm not exactly sure. And apparently she found out that the cancer came back beginning of summer. So, not wanting to have chemo is a decision I can understand as a doctor. It's a tough decision, not one I would encourage, but I understand why people choose it. And some people want to leave this earth on their own accord and in their own control. And they don't want to spend their last days vomiting, weak, struggling. You know, they, and I get that. You know, now keep in mind, you know, because people ask if they do not go through treatment, what are the last few months, days, hours like? Well, they're not easy either. But rather than, a thing that I think a lot of people fear is undergoing all the chemo, undergoing all that trauma, just to have the cancer come back again anyway. And so there's a lot of individuals who are of the thinking, thought process, and I understand this, but you know what? If I'm going to go anyway, let me at least enjoy the last few months. And some do. They get some trips in. They get to spend some time with the family. Didn't one young person have a living funeral where she was given a certain amount of time to live, but rather than waiting, you know, rather than the friends and family waiting for her to die to have a party, they're like, why don't we do a party while she's alive and let her see how much everybody loves her? And you would think that would be kind of a very creepy, gory thing to do, but it wasn't. You know, how many times, funerals are sad to me because you see a room full of people. And this person probably never had any clue that there was that much love. Now, keep in mind, you might not be able to get everybody to come for a living funeral or a hero party or a, you know, celebration of life party. You know, they might only come to the funeral, even though there'd be better food, by the way, at, you know. But, you know, why not, you know, celebrate somebody while they're still alive? And if they're feeling good enough to do that. You know, many people say, you know, well, when we die, one of the first things I want to do is watch my own funeral. Well, what if you can't? You know, what if God's like, all right, now you're up here, so you got jobs to do. Yeah, but I need to do, no, you don't, you're here now. Whatever's going on earth, you don't, you'll be distracted. You're not going to just sit there and stare out a window the whole time. You got work to do. Because I told you what I think the meaning of life is. I think this is a job interview. I don't think this is it when we die. I think God is watching all of us and seeing what we're good at, what we're not good at, because we have a job to do in the afterlife or in the other dimension or whatever happens after life. And so I believe that, you know, whatever we do here is temporary and it guides God's decision on what would be best suited in the afterlife. So, no, I don't think you're going to get to already have time. I don't think you have any PTO accrued to go and watch your funeral. So why not get to see what people would be like, you know, and then it would be a party. Nobody would be crying. Everybody would be having a party, celebrating your life and all you've done. And I think that is probably one of the coolest things you could do. And then, you know, you could also have a funeral or a memorial, or it could just be a very private event for family. Like I say, it's really hard for a grieving widow or widower to have to entertain hundreds of people. You know, it's nice to see everybody show up, but that's, you know, to have to talk to everybody. Maybe that's a better way to do it. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So you're going to hear a term. I hope it doesn't last forever, but I've been starting to hear a term called funflation. Okay. As if I need any reminder of the inflation that's going on. But funflation has to do with our entertainment costs. The cost of entertainment is soaring. Now that live events are resurging, concerts, and we knew this would happen, sporting events, prices are going up. Economists describe this as funflation. They claim that ticket prices for live entertainment events have reached unprecedented highs. According to the Wall Street Journal, the average resale price for concert sales on SeatGeek has more than doubled since 2019, from $125 to $252 in 2023. Taylor Swift's Eras Tour, the resale price of a ticket was more than $1,000. Beyoncé's Renaissance World Tour ticket resale prices were around $400. And, you know, I would have loved to go see Taylor Swift, but again, I'm not going to spend that kind of money. I want to see the Super Bowl. I have been in Las Vegas for decades now. Always wanted us to have a stadium because I knew then we would be a site for a Super Bowl because of our weather during the winter. And I feel I get some of the credit for helping maintain the city. Help work in the city, pay taxes in the city for us to finally have a stadium? And will I get to go and enjoy that stadium now that we finally have a Super Bowl? No. The seats are going to be too damn expensive. It's uncool. And I get it. If the seats were cheap, $99, then I probably wouldn't be able to go anyway because everybody would buy those up. But it does stink that things have gotten so damn pricey. The average NFL ticket is $377, whereas last season the average ticket was $235. I'm telling you right now, the Allegiant Stadium more expensive. And the Disney, oh my gosh, Disney. These passes that used to be $200 a person 20 years ago for annual pass, now are about $2,000. The one-day tickets back in 2000 was $48. Now they're $189. This isn't 3% inflation. These numbers are skyrocketing. They say Americans, according to News Nation Now, are expected to spend $95 billion on tickets in 2023 for concerts, movies, sporting events, according to the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis. That's up 23% from last year. Now, some are cutting back on events to save money. But, you know, I have to admit, you know, every time I go to Disneyland, I'm shocked by the numbers and the volume. And Disneyland hurts a little bit financially. I sweat a little. When I buy those tickets and have to figure out where to stay, it's easier for us to go because we drive in. We could drive in and drive out. I like to spend the night because, honestly, I want to get there early in the day. And if we do spend all day at the park to get our money's worth, I really don't want to drive at midnight. But unfortunately, that's what a lot of people do to save money. I wouldn't advise it because you could get really, really tired. You're already exhausted from Disneyland. Then to actually do a 4 or 5 hour drive, or an 8 hour drive to get back to Phoenix. But I am blown away at what people are spending. And I'm like, where do they get this money? And my husband says it's probably their one vacation a year. They save all this money. They're not going to the beach. You know, they're not doing fishing trips. They're not doing whitewater rafting trips. They're not doing hiking. They're saving this money just for this. And these companies get the money. You know, Walt Disney will not lower their prices. The company, Disney company, would not lower the prices as long as people are willing to pay that. And then on top of that, you have Europe and overseas and international people coming and dropping that money. And so, you know, it was interesting because during the lockdown, people said nobody's going to go to any more concerts. No one's going to go to the movies. I didn't think movies would make a rebound that much now that you could watch movies at home. Now that you could, you know, avoid spending $60 on popcorn and drinks, and you can make popcorn at home. Families are like, you know what? If I got a family of four, it's kind of cheaper to see a movie at home. Plus, you have big screen. You have surround sound. Some of you have these lazy boy chairs like recliners. You could actually turn your living room into a movie theater. Turn out the light, put on the screen. You don't necessarily have to go to a movie for that effect. Now, for Avatar, I did. For 3D, I go to the movie theater. But a lot of these movies that I want to see, I could see at home and save the money. Also, some of these movies kind of suck. They're not that good. You know, Indiana Jones, I love the Indiana Jones franchise, but the last movie was not that good. And so people are starting to rethink how they're going to spend their money. They'll still go out. They'll still party. They'll still go to the clubs. The club scene in Las Vegas is still, you know, earth-shattering. It's amazing. But the money you spend, I notice people are drinking less. People are trying to sneak in their drinks, sneak in food. Although it's hard, you can't. But people don't want to spend $24 for a cocktail. So I think there are people that have money. They save the money and they're choosing to, you know, spend. Like Taylor Swift, there are people that are diehards. They're going to spend whatever. Beyonce, they'll spend whatever. They look at it as a. And that's the other thing too that COVID did. COVID also taught a lot of us YOLO. You only live once. Even though we don't say that anymore, that's already kind of not in style anymore, obsolete. But on one end, we're like, we need to save money. We don't want to get sick. We don't want to. On the other end, people are like, you know what? I'm not going to, you know, not do something. You only live life once. And I started to change my attitude towards that. Now I'm saving money like crazy. But if I want to go fishing in Alaska, I'm going to do it. I'm going to figure out how to do it cheaply. But I'm going to, now I have fished in Alaska, so that's not on my bucket list. But, you know, there are things that you know, if you want to do them. Just make sure your list is, you know, doable. I mean, you know, renting a multi-million dollar yacht and going around the Mediterranean might not be that practical. But maybe you can get, you know, a when there's a deal, a flight, and then, you know, charter a boat and, you know, go with families where you could split the cost. And maybe some things are more doable. But just don't get caught up in some of these ridiculous prices. If you want to see a Taylor Swift concert, go for it. If you want to go to the Super Bowl, and this is something you have always wanted to do, and you feel like you're going to have regrets, then do it. I mean, you know, you can spend, what is it? $5,000 a ticket, $9,000 a ticket. If that's something you really, really want to do, you'll probably be sitting alone because, you know, it's that's my problem. I got two sons. My husband's always like, I don't have to go, save the money. But, I mean, if I'm going to the Super Bowl, I want my boys to come with me. I'm not going to spend that money. But if there is stuff you're overspending on, for the love of the Lord, reevaluate that. If you don't need all those streaming services, if you don't need to have the air conditioning on that low, if you don't have to have lights on all the time, if you don't need to have that big a house, multiple cars, see what you could do to downsize and save. Because what we're going to be going into the next few months or possibly years is going to, I think, floor us financially. And so if you are in the habit of spending $1,000 tickets for Taylor Swift concerts, you might need to cut on other things. 1-877-DOWN-FELLY.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.